With so many options, why choose Arizona State University?
For me, the only online option was ASU because of the quality. Their faculty was really involved with their students and care about your personal journey. The dedication to my personal development from my professors, that's been extremely valuable to me.
Earn your degree from the nation's most innovative university. Online. That's a degree better. Explore more than 350-plus undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
And we're back to the All Grit Podcast. How you boys doing? It's been too long since we've been back. I am your humble host, Caleb. We got the OC, offensive coordinator, Adrian Labra. We got the stat guy, Clay, who looks like he's sitting back in the dark. Didn't pay his electricity bill. He's sitting in the dark. And we got a bright, shiny-eyed new person with us today, a special guest, John McEwen.
Hey, good, John.
How you doing, my friend? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Welcome to the pod.
Yeah, it's great to be here. A long time listener, first time caller. So it's
legend.
Nice. Legend. So, yeah, those of you who do not know, John is our most loyal. We have a couple, but I would say John. I would lean toward John being towards the top of the loyal fan base of the All Grit Podcast. And he is not only loyal, but he is the winner of our first annual raffle that we held right here. We don't know which one of you. So thank you, John, for donating for the raffle that we had in January. And, one of your gifts was to join the podcast and tell us a little bit about yourself and or give all the attention to the business. So with that being said, we have a shout out, I guess you could say, for the Dan Diamond Equipment. Let's run that.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dan Diamond Equipment, a used fork truck dealing company located in Hastings, Michigan. They sell and rent fork trucks and die handlers. With over 30 years of experience, don't hesitate to call Dan Diamond Equipment for all of your fork truck needs. Reach out to Dan at 269-948-3377. Again, the number for Dan Diamond Equipment, 269-948-3377.
How long have you been working there, John?
Almost 20 years.
Wow. Congrats.
It's been quite a while. Yeah, we just... just cleared $1 million sales just off of advertising on the All Grit Podcast.
Let's go. So you see, folks, when you advertise with us for that small fee, you get to make the big bucks. So what else can you tell us about the business? I mean, besides that one little 30-second advertise, is there anything that you can tell us or throw something out there?
I mean, yeah, we're mainly in forklifts and different things like that. We do some rentals, but yeah, we mainly buy and sell them, and we service anywhere basically in the U.S. We send them all over. We send stuff to Canada, overseas and to Mexico, all over the place. So yeah, nice. It's not just a local thing. We go all over. And so, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Very nice. So do you ship down to the Gulf of America or?
Few things down there. We ship things up. We just brought like a 52,000 pound forklift from Miami, brought it up. It was at the port there. And so go all over. We sent a lot of stuff into Mexico, things like that. So yeah, nothing splashed down in the Gulf of America, but
nice. We'll get it down. Well, again, bro, welcome to the podcast. I mean, we have some gifts for you here. So just briefly, I don't want to make too much radio noise, but okay, so you have your choice, my friend. You got Clay's nuts being shipped to you, I believe, today or tomorrow. We got the address finally.
Yep.
The bottle of bourbon, will be shipped out probably tomorrow, the next day. Also with the $25 gift card to Starbucks, there it is. And you have your choice. So you can either go with the, what I like to call the what do you guys call this? The Snow Whites? What do we call the whites?
The marshmallows.
Marshmallows, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So you got
yeah.
the marshmallow with the Honolulu Blue, all yeah. grit. You have what your nephew chose was the all black with the Honolulu Blue.
Motor City Muscle. Yeah.
Yeah, the all grit.
I do like
Last but certainly not least, what Adrian's wearing. We got the all gray with alternates. The alternates. Yeah.
I would say, yeah, so, either the gray or the black one. I can't have anything that's white. I get it dirty. So
gray or black. All right.
Oh yeah. So dealer's choice.
All right. Gray it is.
All right. There we go.
So the merch is here. I'm holding all the merch
I sent for women right here. So that for? When you have a 6-year-old daughter, you're lousy with your
girl dad. Nice.
I see that. All right. Well, let's get all that stuff out of the way. Okay. That's out of the way. So before we get into anything, boys, how you feeling? How you been? I know it's been a couple weeks. Adrian's been over in the motherland. I think he was over in France. France.
Check.
Looking at the Eiffel Tower.
We had a great time on vacation. It was cool to see there was quite a bit NFL fans. Like, we were there Super Bowl week, so I saw a lot of NFL jerseys and hats walk around Paris and walk around Switzerland. Nice. Didn't see any Lions jerseys or anything. It was just all a bunch of different teams, but it was cool to see that. People knew it was Super Bowl week. And it was,
were you repping the all grip hat by any chance?
I was not repping the hat. And that is just because I needed room in my luggage. I was also on vacation from the pod, you know, so I just wanted to take my mind off things and refresh.
Well, and that's why me and Clay get people, when we go to other states and cities, we get people to join the podcast. They're following the next day. This dude goes across the world and can't even get one football fan to
that
the
is
podcast.
That
just
is
to
not
click
true.
It and hit play so we can see that on the little map.
That is not true. I made a friend on the train to Zermatt, Switzerland. Shout out to Jim Klisterner out from Utah. Him and his dad are Lions fans, originally from Michigan. So no hopefully way. They have started to join the listen to the All Grit podcast.
Let's go. Welcome yes. in, boys. Nice to have you.
Shout out to Utah. So,
yeah, we're on Spotify, Apple, Pandora, Amazon. What else?
iHeartRadio.
YouTube.
I don't think we're on iHeart.
Oh, really?
I love watching video.
Nice. Yeah, but John's a fellow YouTuber. He likes watching our beautiful faces.
Yep, they're all beautiful.
I can't stand YouTube, bro. I like to listen to it only. I really don't like the video. So, but this is all the offensive coordinator, you know, when he's making these deals with the companies, this is what we got to do.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, let's get into it. I got my notepad here. Actually, let's wrap up the you want to wrap up the bold takes?
Wrap them up.
I don't think we ever had a
I don't think so either,
like a clear winner
episode, right? So all right, you get me a banner going on the bottom for our YouTubers. All right. So let's go back to our Super Bowl bold takes. All right, here we go. Also, while you're doing the banner, I'm going to get the either yes or the no with regarding. Okay. Can you do the sounder as well?
Yeah.
Sorry, OC. I got you doing a lot. All right. Adrian's on the board. Bold take for Super Bowl. Eagles. W.
Oh. What else did I say?
However, he said Saquon Barkley is going to be MVP.
Loser. Okay. Sorry, buddy.
Clay Boley. Chiefs is a W.
Wrong.
Not only that, let's give him a double. He said 2 rushing touchdowns for Mahomes.
I thought I said get sacked 45 times. My bad.
I don't think he had more than like 2 rushing yards, let alone 2 touchdowns. All right. Plaques. Oh, plaques. Okay, we'll save plaques for last. Caleb said, Saquon Barkley, here it is, boys, 200 rushing all-purpose, and also he's MVP. Now, John, how do you think the Eagles won that game with Saquon getting like 25 yards, 30 yards? Like, he did nothing.
They didn't need to. The most running was Mahomes running for his life. So that
exactly.
Was
exactly. We're gonna come back to that. We're gonna talk about that front four a little bit later on. All right, Plax, get ready, Adrian. He said, "Eagles W." Not only that, but he said a 10+ point victory.
Pass off the Plax.
I know Plax isn't with us today, but. Now, get this, boys. Adrian hit his bold take early in the season. And then Clay hit next. Or I might have that reverse. And then I hit, like, in the playoffs. Yeah. And then literally this was the last week. You know, otherwise David was buying all of his beer. And he on the Super Bowl. So we all have to buy our own beers the next time we go out. Unless
yeah. Ivan, right? Adrian's brother.
Oh, yeah. Mosley.
Yep. So anyway, it was a fun one. We'll run back the bold takes again next season. And yeah.
Nice.
So let's get into it. That wraps that up. Let's get into our first mock 1.0 draft. So what we're going to do here, John, and those listening, we're going to go around the room with who we think we've put in time. We've put in hours and hours and hours worth of prep looking for the most perfect position, the most perfect person to join our squad with the 28th pick of the Lions in 2025. So we'll start alphabetically. Adrian, that's you. Go ahead. Tell us. Wait a second. I think the commissioner. Yes, the commissioner is making his way up to the platform.
Right. Here we go. There he is. Okay.
With the 2025 28th pick of the NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select.
I just want to play that sound again. I love it. It makes me so happy. I think as Lions fans, that was like our Super Bowl was the.
Yes, it does. That music gives
every
me chill.
Every time we hear, we're like, oh, a new hope, a new season. Yeah. So this is my angle going to be on this. I know. There's a Myles Garrett trade conversation happening in the background, but I am not going to, say that there's going to be a Myles Garrett trade because I personally feel like it might not happen. And the reason for that is I heard Cleveland already had said no to talks with Brad Holmes. Cleveland doesn't want to work with him. And on top of that, they have a history of doing that. That's why when we did the Za'Darius Smith trade, it took till the very last second because they were being so difficult to work with and make a deal with. So my gut instinct is Cleveland might not even deal him. They might keep him, and it'll just be a long, dramatic thing that we won't be able to take advantage of having Myles Garrett on the team. Anyhow, so my pick.
Wait, before you say it. I want you to say it right when the commissioner's coming out to announce it.
With the 14th pick in the NFL draft. And I said, yes, 14th. I think Brad Holmes is going to trade up during the draft. The Detroit Lions select Jalen Walker, Edge, Georgia. We got an edge, boys.
That would be amazing if they did that.
I would love a trade up. And honestly, I know I said Jalen, but anything between like James Pierce Jr. Now, if you guys are just listening, I got this screen pulled up on ESPN.com with the top prospects. If we could have James Pierce from Tennessee, a Jalen Walker from Georgia, or Mike Green from Marshall, like those three, four guys. I would be really happy with. Right. The top three guys, obviously, I'd be over the moon, but I think we wouldn't be able to trade up for those. Like, they're just out of reach. But I think some of those guys are realistic if we traded up to get.
I was about to say that. That's very realistic, the whole trade and the pick. And
yeah, he did it last year. He traded up for his guy. Yep. He can do it again.
Now, did you say – you didn't say Landon Jackson. Who'd you say?
I think realistically, if we traded up to like 14 or 16 or something, we could get someone like James Pierce Jr.
Yeah, Nick but who'd you Starton. Just say? You said from Alabama.
Who?
Didn't you? Who was your pick? Did you say James? Oh, Jalen
Walker, Georgia.
Oh, Walker. Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. Yep. I thought you said Alabama. I'm like, there's no good edge rusher from Alabama. Okay.
Georgia.
Jalen Walker, Georgia.
Yeah.
Ooh. So he is rated right now the sixth best edge for the draft?
Yep.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah, that would be. Do you really think that he's going to move up? I mean, he's got a couple conditional third round. No, he's got one conditional third that we just got back from. Yeah.
He can always use next year's draft capital.
Yeah, I got to look at some more. I got to look at some more videos of him. I really don't know nothing about him, but to know that he's
got a motor. I really liked his motor. I watched him play a few games, like specifically, like he popped out on the tape.
Okay.
But he did have – it's kind of like an Aiden Hutchinson. Who was the other guy that he had that year in Michigan that went to the Ravens?
Ojobi?
Yes. It was kind of that dynamic where it's like you got two really good guys. They got Michael Williams. Yeah. So you always think about, was he only producing because he had such another good guy on the other side of the line? But
right,
he's got good tangibles.
Very nice, man. I like it. All right, well, who's next on our alphabetical line? It's me.
Caleb.
All right. I think I've done the – yep. Yeah, I see the commissioner coming, guys. Let's... With the 28th pick of the 2025 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Derek Harmon, Oregon. Might I say, this defensive tackle will start day one. This defensive tackle will, because we don't know if Aleem is starting, right? He could be 4 weeks in before he starts.
You're right.
Just to get back. Mm-hmm. So that's going to leave our defensive tackle actually very shallow because we we'll get into free agencies, but we are going to lose a lot of people this season. And so we need to start getting that defensive tackle now. Imagine, yes, we need an edge, which we'll get into, but if you have Hutchinson and you have DJ Reader, hopefully another year, right? And then you got Derek Harmon. Now, take that name down, write it down, go look. He is, when he was in Michigan, when he played Michigan, me and my wife were at that game. He just, a man amongst boys. Yeah. Now, I say all that because I think Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham from Michigan, both defensive tackles, they were like my second string, both of those guys. Like, yeah, Mason's awesome. Yeah, I would love anybody, whether it was Kenneth or Mason. But I think Derek Harmon has the edge on both of those guys at 28. Yeah. And then that staying put at 28, I think he'll drop just because of so many. This is a deep, deep draft of defensive ends and defensive tackles. So
you think
I think
he'll be there.
Yes, I think he will be there. Yep. Mm. Now, there's only probably two quarterbacks going this first round, which is not, not like the run that we saw last year.
Yeah.
But, I think a lot of offensive linemen will be going in the first round. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, if we can get a hold of Derek Harmon, watch his tape. He explodes off the line. What I like about him also is – he's very good with his hands. He doesn't get caught up. He'll quickly, and that's what Mason Graham is really good at, is quickly getting off blocks and then penetrating to the runner.
Yeah.
I was watching tape of a lot of other defensive tackles that just, they seem like they hold. And then at the last minute, they just try to, but Derek is throwing people off of him, reading running backs, reading quarterbacks, and just shooting up the gap and tackling. So, that's where I'm at. I would be super ecstatic if we plugged in a big old 300 and whatever pounder he is on that line. And that way, when McNeil gets healthy, imagine that defensive line again. Hutchinson, McNeil, who's a beast. I don't think we understand how good McNeil is.
We messed up.
When
man.
He went out, yeah. our team started tanking. But then you plug in another. Who are you double teaming out of those three, let alone if you pick up a free agent and put him on the other edge? So after that Super Bowl, my whole thing is get that line like San Francisco, get that line like
trenches,
Philly, and go for it. Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
What do you guys think?
I like it.
I hope he's there. I mean, I would be happy with him at 28. I just personally don't think he'll be there. I think he'll go earlier.
Okay.
But we do have a history of people falling to us too. So
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people just dropping. Like, you know, people keep falling in the draft the last couple of years. But like you said too, there's a lot of quarterbacks that got taken last year. So a lot of people did drop last year because of that.
Yeah. I think a lot of offensive people, I don't know. I just think that I think he'll drop. Maybe he'll like murder somebody like between now and then, and he'll drop a little bit.
We can start the rumor. So is
or not necessarily murder, but maybe he was driving home late at night and then, you know, shots were fired at him. And then it just
quit it. It'll be fine. That's all.
Yeah. It's, if the glove doesn't fit. You know, all right, so let's go to Clay. Clay, are you ready, my man? I think I see the commissioner coming.
With the pick, Jack Sawyer, defensive end from a school unknown what school he was at, but
school down south.
Oh, wait, yeah, should we play that or should we play this?
No. Come on.
But hey man, 6'5", 260 pounds, which he'll gain some weight in the off season too. They'll put some stuff on him, but, he doesn't get a lot of force fumbles. He had three last year, but when he does force a fumble, he has the eyes of he's recovered every fumble he's forced. So, I do like it. He had 25 solo tackles last year, but 59 total. So I do think that him and Hutch could really – Hutch could teach him a lot, put their history behind him but of schools. But
yeah.
I do like that pick far as – and obviously this is – shout out to Mike Valeni. You know, this is if we don't trade the pick. I know Mike listens to us every day before he gets on the ticket. Like, but if that doesn't happen, I do like Jack Sawyer. I like what I saw him in a big clutch game versus in the national championship game, pick six.
Yep.
Or fumble six, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So but, let me ask you a question, Clay. I like the player. I did watch a little bit of his tape, and I have to be honest with you. His tape, yes, you're right about the playoffs and the national championship, but his tape did not. I really wanted to like him because I liked his, like,
the personality, right? His character.
Yeah, the Hutchinson leader.
Yes,
right.
I was going to say that. He's
I like very, that.
A lot of similarities, yeah.
But I do not see him shooting off the ball like Hutch. I do not see him anywhere near Hutch.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Clay, or am I just...
Well, that's why I think they can get him at 28. If everybody else, like, if your boy's gone beforehand... Well,
they can get him at 48.
Yeah.
They might.
But hey, they hey, you know,
up in the second round, like early.
If he picked him up in the second round, that would be a steal.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's I was just looking at it because I want to like him. I want to pick him up at 28.
Well, I want to trade my pick too. So that's what's like. All right.
Give me my house.
There might be a team that wants to reach and take him early, bro. You never know. Just because of that one play and the leadership. But he is a Dan Campbell guy. He's clearly a Dan Campbell guy.
And he's like you guys see the Hutch personality, the grind. He could have grit.
Yep.
And I think he would love to play here too. I think we're a destination now. Like
yes. Yeah.
People want to be here.
For sure. I like it. Nice. All right. Now to our special guest, the man whose last name starts with an M and is late. Oh, no, we were going by the first name. John, you're last.
Either all right, way, last, yeah. So do you know? Then, yeah.
Who knows? All right. Hold on a sec. I think I see. Yes, there's the commissioner coming right now.
Yeah, I got nothing. But no, I think it's going to be. I personally would love to see a last minute deal where we get Myles Garrett and
yeah.
I mean that's what if I'm watching football next year, that's what I want to watch. But you know, I don't see it though. Everybody's talking about they're not, you know, they're not playing ball, so to speak.
Yeah.
And trade him. And so we'll see what happens. Otherwise, I don't have much insight. That's why I watch the All Grit podcast, because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's, I get my information right here.
You know what, John? No truer words have ever been spoken, Jonathan. No truer words. So let me ask you a question then, John, because that's a good point. I mean, you're putting all your eggs into that basket. So what package are you drawing up and sending over to Cleveland for Myles Garrett?
Oh, man, it'd be a nice gift basket.
Yeah. Maybe some
nice bourbon, some Johnny's Nuts.
$25 gift card to Starbucks.
I don't know. We'll Please see what happens. I don't know what all that's tough, because that's the thing. Brad Holmes is so good with the draft. It's like you it's an either or, and I don't want to come off at the legs either that he wouldn't be able, because I have a feeling even without Garrett, he's gonna impress us again with his ability and what he's able to work out, because it seems like he seems like he's a better negotiator than Trump. He's getting stuff done, and so he
well there's he comes up with. There's no doubt, John, that having Myles Garrett on the line, we would immediately be probably one of the best D lines in the league. But as a fan, what is your top price? Like, what is the most you're willing to give and draft assets to get Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know how much, you know, if it would be the first round, and then, you know, then where do you divide? Because they are how far in this? Again, I don't pay attention that much. How close is their second round, their next pick? Do you know what
we've got? The second round, we've got the 60th pick. Plus. And then in the third round, we've got the 101st pick.
All right. So, yeah, it'd be tough to give up too much. And then, the cap space, they've sort of worked that out where everybody's got a little more this year, this coming year. Yeah. That isn't as much of a problem. But, you hate to trade away all your cards that Brad Holmes would be able to use just to get that one piece. But on the other end, it'd be a lot of three and outs, and the offense would be tired from scoring all the time because the defense is just clearing them off the field every time they get it to, because they'd be scrambling
each other. Yeah. Well, hypothetically, I want to say hypothetically, guys, what if it was three first round picks this year, next year, and the following year? Are you giving it up for Myles Garrett?
Not three first round picks.
No.
What about two?
No.
This year and next year?
Either two. Oh, sorry.
I was hitting the bleep button. I was saying, no. Yeah, for sure. Two. All right. Here's why two is so easy for me. And let me walk you through it. Who are you picking up at number 28 this year?
Let's say Jack Sawyer.
That's why I say, like, trade the pick. That's again, right. Again, Mike Valeni, man. Like, what he's everything he said, I can't repeat a lot of the things he said or the way he said it, but
the pick. So listen, here's what we do. First round pick, gone. Second, and then they're not gonna want a second round pick, they're gonna want another first rounder. So then you go to next year, you give them that first rounder. Because why? Because once we have Myles Garrett on the other end, we've won the Super Bowl, right?
So we won the 32nd pick.
So now they're getting the 32nd pick. Thank you. So you're giving them a 28 and a 32, and they're still going to want more, which is fine. We'll give them our third round pick, Hendon Hooker, because they need a quarterback. They are stuck with someone who likes to get massages They are stuck with, I don't know.
He can't even play. He can't even play, though.
He can't play. He's hurt.
Yeah, he's missing all next, almost all of next season, right? That's with crazy. His leg.
Yeah, he re-tore his Achilles.
Yeah.
He re-tore
He was walking. Did you hear the audio? That he was walking out of the massage parlor. So yeah, he's done, and so they need a quarterback. Hendon Hooker is looking good. Hendon Hooker is going to be a good quarterback in this league. I hate to see him go, but love to watch him leave. If we're getting Miles,
we're not trying to be a dynasty. I just want one.
For now. Yeah,
I think more Lions.
It's
fans
funny
agree.
That you bring that up, man. It's funny that you bring that up because the way the Lions are doing things, we are emulating the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. As much as that hurts to even hear that because we hate those teams. Who's the Chiefs or who's the Eagles general manager? Is it
Howie Roseman?
Howie Roseman. They say that he's like the best GM because of his picks the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Holmes is doing the same thing. Yeah. We're getting deeper and deeper into positional importance. Like, you know, their defensive line is like too deep. Well, our linebackers are too deep. That's why we're able to go so far with our linebackers getting killed.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Our running backs are 2 to 3 deep. Our wide receivers. Yeah. We're going to have to pick up maybe a wide receiver this year just to add to the fold. But, you know, Brad Holmes is up there with some of the top two GMs in the league right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he did get the award, right? For best GM. Yeah.
Which really brings us to our next topic and pretty much probably our last one for the pod. But we talked about Myles Garrett, right? Yep. What about Myles Garrett / free agency? So we can run this back to going around the table. Adrian, did you have some free agents on a list that you could?
Yes.
Because I know that we have about, 20?
So we have about 31 free agents from the Detroit Lions that will be hitting free agency this year. And this is the first year that we will have Brad Holmes draft picks that will be free agents. So, for example, his very first draft as our GM, we had Derek Barnes picked. He is going to become – well, he already did. You know, season's over. So once free agency hits, I think it's like March 15, he might be in a new team. Derek Barnes might be, I don't know, he might follow Ben Johnson to the Bears. Like, he might follow Aaron Glenn to the Jets, which I think might be likely if he didn't stay with the Lions. So if we go through this list, I guess we could kind of go through each agent and just think, what do you guys think? Should we try to keep him, give him a deal, or just let him walk?
Perfect.
So the first one's easy. Kicker, Michael Badgley got injured last year. Let him walk. We got a new Pro Bowler and Legatron.
That's right, baby.
All right, Derek Barnes, what do you guys think?
I say yes. What do you say, Clay?
I say yes, too. I think we missed him more than we know.
Yeah.
I think losing him was pretty big.
I think he's getting better and better every year. So why would you not? Like, he's improving his play. He's considered one of the best, like, besides Alex Anzalone, of like following a tight end at this point.
Mm-hmm. He got that interception in the
against
the
Buccaneers.
Yep.
What about you, John? You want to keep Derek Barnes?
Yeah, I think we need to keep him.
All right, we're re-signing him.
Keeper, Teddy Bridgewater.
Let him walk. We'll get him in the playoffs next year when he's done coaching high school. We'll get him for a dollar.
Exactly. After winning a state championship, we get him back for the playoffs. Yep. I like that plan.
He gone.
John Kaminsky. He's been here from the beginning, but he suffered an MCL tear during training camp this past year.
I think it's time to move on. I think it's time to move on. We got to improve it. I like him, but
yeah.
What about you
say if in free agency, like, nobody else offers him a deal, bring him back to training camp,
Yeah.
Give him a chance as a body and see if he can make the team again.
I mean, I'd do it for $1 million.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, like I'd literally play for the Lions for $1 million.
Yeah, you're getting a ring, so
exactly. Yeah, I'll get a ring to sit on the bench.
I'd break my knee. Yeah. For
$1 million. Yep. Yeah, you already broke your Achilles for free, bro.
All right. So he's a training camp body. All right. Defensive end Marcus Davenport.
Get rid of that dude. He's
Bye.
The wind blew, he'd be injured.
It was like the two games that he played in. He was formidable. The guy is huge. And when he came off the ball, he was bulldozing guys. But that was only like six plays in, and he got injured. So, yeah, I'd let him walk too. All right. This one's a hot one, I feel like. Cornerback Carlton Davis.
Bring him back.
Pay him money? He's going to want top dollar.
Pay that man his money.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We got some consensus.
John, feel free to come on in here, man. You can be like, no, you guys are idiots.
They need to pay him. He's quite the asset. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think we missed him after he went out and we just had Terry on.
Yep.
Yeah. I would want him back too. He says he wants to come back too. All right. Cornerback Khalil Dorsey. He's, I think, second or third string. And he's a special teams guy.
He's right on the fence with me.
Hopefully we don't need crazy depth next year, but
yeah.
I mean, if you can work out something, I mean, same thing with, you know.
Don't say it.
Yep.
Wait a second. So here, you can say whatever you want, bro, but listen. I'll cut you guys a deal. I will say Dorsey, and then if we can get rid of, I can't even say his name.
Yeah, yeah. So that person, yeah,
the person that the ball hit off his face mask and it jumped up in the air and hit a San Francisco's receiver right in the hands. Oh, the name of which we do not speak of.
He is also a free agent. Yeah,
yeah, he's
yeah, yeah. We'll get to him. There's a reason why he's down at number 20.
Nice. Yeah, I mean Dorsey's. I just wish Dorsey was taller, bro. He's small.
Yeah, no, he's small.
He's
kind of the culture. He's been here since day one, too.
He's like one of 5'10", dude. Guys.
Yeah. All right, training camp body. Safety Ifeatu Melifonwu, also a Brad Holmes draft pick.
Absolutely. I just think the air change when he came back. I think don't spend a lot of money, but he's been clutched from really big plays. Yeah.
The key point of that is when he came back.
Yeah.
We keep saying that every season when he came back because he's missing 7 games a season.
So that's when you take the guy, hey, you're playing 7 games, we'll pay you for 7.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you could do that. Yeah. Honestly, bro, if you could give him a cheap contract and say you're going to play for what do they call it, Adrian?
Like a performance-based contract.
Performance-based contract. Yes.
With no guarantees. Yep.
Absolutely, bro. Bring him back cuz he's tall, he's a ball hawk and he can hit. Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice when he was in there. It's just, yeah, the injuries. That one's tough. All right, next one's easy. Emmanuel Mosley. The silence says it all.
It's not easy because it's the same thing. It's like,
It's like 3-4 years in Detroit. He played like 2 plays, 2 snaps, honestly. Yeah. Do you remember a play where you're like, wow, Mosley, you know, pass defended? Like, no, I'm letting that guy walk. I'm sorry.
No, I heard him walk. So he made his entrance on to the field the first time, like week 14 or whatever it was, super late in the season. And first play, good. Second play, he fell down.
Yep. Yeah. Their ACL went. Awful. He might have to think about retiring. I feel bad for the guy because he had so much potential from the Niners and. It's just his knees. Keep buckling. All right, moving on to this. This guy surprised me. Al-Qadeen Muhammad was playing as a pass rusher this year.
Nice. And here's why. What's his age? Does it say it on there?
It does not.
Probably not.
I think he's like 27.
I think he's got potential. I think he's just got potential. Like he seems like a young enough guy. He's got a young kid that, did you see that video of him and his son? Awesome video. I mean, it's just like, he's quick. I really liked him.
Yeah.
I would bring him back easily.
Yeah.
That's another depth. You're going to lose. Yeah. You're going to lose somebody on the outside and there's great depth.
Yeah. He had some good stats for the amount of games he played. All right. I do not remember this guy, but guard Natane Muti. Might have been just a training camp body that got injured. All right. All right. Ben Neiman, linebacker.
No.
Well, I do like the fact that says he played in every game, so that's cool.
We have enough white linebackers. No.
This guy's really just a depth role. Like,
yeah,
you don't want him playing because that means your other guys got injured.
Yep. Yeah. And that's why he played every game.
Unless you have a Polish last name, we don't want you on the linebacker group.
All right, let him walk. Defensive tackle, Pat O'Connor.
I would bring him back.
Yeah?
I liked him, dude. He got a lot of get off on that one game. What was he had three... Didn't he get like two sacks in a game or something like that?
He's only had one sack the whole season, but maybe it was TFLs. Maybe it was
one sack. Yeah, a lot. Yeah. I really liked him, but how many depth pieces can you get before you actually start to say, we have enough depth. Now we need starters.
Yep. Yeah. I would say training camp, like see where he fits in with everybody healthy. So that kind of goes into our next guy. Defensive tackle, Levi Onwuzurike. Original Brad Holmes draft pick. Loser. Well, let me remind you. Yeah, he was injured for like three whole seasons, and this last season was his breakout party.
Oh my god, I'm tired.
So once again, performance-based contract.
Yes, $50 for the year, but if you get 10 sacks, $10 million, and we'll throw in a $25 gift card. John, can you give that up, John?
I'll send it over.
Thank you. Next.
He had 13 QB hits last year. That's pretty nice for a defensive tackle.
That's pretty sad that he can't. Do you know how many Aiden Hutchinson had in 4.5 games?
Well, you said he had 13 QB hits and 1.5 sacks, so a lot of quarterbacks got away.
That's true. But he's a tackle. Like, he's down the middle.
I know.
Not an edge, but
nope. He's going to New York.
You think so? He'll follow Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
All right. I would hate that we developed him and then he'd be good somewhere else.
I know. That's the one. That probably will happen.
All right.
Well, wait, Adrian. If we gave up Onwuzurike and we got back Derek Harmon.
As a roster spot? Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a huge upgrade.
You happy with that? No, like with that draft pick, and then you get – like because you're going to think if we do re-sign Onwuzurike, then they're going to say, okay, well, he's going to be starting, literally starting this year because McNeil is hurt.
Oh, yeah, McNeil's hurt.
So, like, if they can upgrade that starting spot and get it in the draft with the Oregon defensive tackle that I liked, I mean, and then you're paying him pennies instead of Onwuzurike, who's going to want some money.
Right. True.
I don't know. Up in the air. Glad we're not the general manager.
All right. Let's go through a fast round. Wide receiver Tim Patrick. Give him all the money he wants. I love the guy.
Yeah, I think he's great. Favorites.
Defensive tackle Kyle Pecco.
I didn't see enough of him to even get a judge on it.
I heard he was going to be a starter from training camp. He was going to start. So I don't know. I like if you see Brad Holmes resign him, don't be surprised. But I like you, I don't really recognize him much. I haven't really seen his tape. Allen Robinson, probably a walk.
Yeah. Somebody else can get three catches. We'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather see a rookie like who do we pick up in the third? The little running back dude.
Yeah.
Baki. Yeah, I'd rather see him out there catching.
All right. Reporting eligible, Dan Skipper.
Please.
All right.
You got a roster in our hearts forever, bro.
I think he wants to be here too.
Yeah.
The white Mamba.
All right, Ezekiel Turner. He had a couple good plays, but I'd say training camp body, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, let him walk. All right. Next guy will not be named. We're just going to skip that one. Defensive lineman Jonah Williams.
No, play his name. It's time for them, for our audience to hear it.
All right. Cornerback Kendall Vildor.
Nick.
All right. We're letting Jonah walk. He was just an extra body after injuries. Guard Kevin Zeitler. This one's, I mean, you got Mahogany, who played good. But maybe you want depth with a veteran. He fit good with the room.
Absolutely. Bring him back.
Bring him back.
Keep that offensive line intact as much as possible. And if we need to, we'll go to our second year guy.
Yep. All right. What couple do
you
think, more.
You disagree with that?
What's up? I say keep him for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right. Miles Adams. Couldn't let him walk. He was just an extra guy. Yeah. Coyote Awasika. He was a good depth piece.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would keep him as well. He had zero sacks allowed last year when he did play. Anthony Pittman, special teams. One of the better special teams players in the NFL. That's a spot.
He's old. I'd rather keep Dorsey.
All right.
As a gunner.
So this one breaks my heart. Netflix, Craig Reynolds is a free agent, man.
Oh, wow.
I want to keep him so bad. Just
yeah, I think we need to keep him as our third string. What do you think, John? Netflix. Mr. Yep. What's his first name?
Yeah, Craig.
Craig Reynolds. Come on, Craig. Shout out Matt Derry. We need to come on, Craig, drop.
I know.
Come on, Craig.
All right.
And he had some those rushes. He had some big rushes this year. Some really big plays. Yeah.
There's been some games where we needed to rely on him, and he played his part.
Especially during some of the
Tampa Bay
Knuckles, when Knuckles was out.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. All right, this next one is one of Plax's favorites, Shane Zylstra. he's our third string tight end.
Oh, we got some breaking news, fellas.
What's the breaking news?
Live from ESPN. The Lions will be getting rid of Shane Zylstra. They will be not allowing him to come into the practice facility because in the later rounds, the Lions are going to be drafting another tight end to go along with Wright and Laporta. You can quote me here.
Nice. Yeah, I could see that.
But I'm saying late because the tight ends are also great this year and they're deep. And they're deep.
So. Yeah, we can grab one in the draft.
Maybe a fourth.
Yeah.
Or a third. The compensatory third. That could be too. But
yeah.
All right, John. Well, thank you for stomaching that. I know that was a lot of, you know, when you put deep hours into the All Grit podcast, these are some of the things that you just have to deal with.
Yeah. I'm all for it. All right. Awesome. I'm going to have to go back and review tape and make sure I didn't miss it.
There you go. Well, boys, I think that does it. You got anything else, OC or stat guy?
No, man. We're just going to keep looking out for any rumors happening. Nothing will probably shake out till in a couple weeks from now, mid-March. And, you know, we got the combine this weekend. I don't know if you guys will be watching.
Yep.
Not the most exciting thing, but that's where a lot of decisions are made. You know, we saw Hard Knocks, how the Lions take those combine interviews with heavy weight, how these guys respond in those interviews. So we could maybe find out a little more of who we're going to draft by what some of the rumors come out of this combine this weekend.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I don't really watch a lot of it, but I'm looking forward to watching some of the highlights and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't pay for NFL Network. So
yeah,
that's pretty much what it's all on, right?
I think so. Yeah.
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 So listen, boys, it's been a pleasure. Don't forget
that the All Grit Podcast, we're going to try to pump out these episodes weekly to bi-weekly as the season goes on, when there's more stuff that's happening, like what Adrian just mentioned. Can't think of what you just said. What's it called?
Combine?
The NFL combine. Draft. I'm sorry. Combine? I'm listening to the music. I'm getting confused. The combine. We got the NFL draft. So, of course, episodes and episodes and episodes coming out of all that stuff. So looking forward to it. Get in your questions. If you do have any, maybe we can do like a whole podcast of just call-in questions or Instagram messages.
Speakpipe. Yeah, DM speak messages. Pipe. Yeah.
Look up speakpipe.com/allgritpodcast. Also, if you're wanting to donate for the All Grit Podcast, we can look this up on PayPal. At All Grit Pod, I know John knows all about that.
Yeah, thanks for coming by, John. It's good seeing you, man.
John, we love you, man.
Yeah,
thanks so for much all you do for us.
Yeah.
All right, for the All Grit Podcast, we're out.